Joining us now in the studio, Meg McGurk with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, joined by a couple of special guests to talk about the Good Neighbor Initiative. But Meg, thanks for joining us, and I'll let you take it away.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. I have two guests with us today to talk about the Good Neighbor Initiative.
Aaron Bockenheimer with UNC Chapel Hill.
And I'm Naomi with the Jackson Center.
Awesome.
And so Good Neighbor Initiative, where I think we're going into the 14th year, 13th year?
I think it's the 13th year.
I think every year
in 2004.
Every year we try to figure out that math.
2004 is when Chapel Hill Police started walking around knocking on doors. So the block party, which I know we'll talk about more in a second, hasn't been around quite that long. But the Good Neighbor Initiative in its entirety has been around since 2004.
Aaron, have you been involved with it since how long? Have you been involved with it?
Since the 2009-2010 academic year was my first involvement with
it. How did you get involved with it in the first place? Because I think about the Good Neighbor Initiative and I think about Aaron Bockenheimer. Mm-hmm. Like, the two are one and the same for me, so.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
that's great.
So I started working that year in the Office of the Dean of Students at UNC, and I started working with Dean Blackburn, who was an assistant dean of students at that time. He's now the director of student wellness at Carolina. But I started working with Dean that year as a doctoral intern, actually. And Dean was very involved in the Good Neighbor Initiative and asked me as a graduate student working in the office at that time, would I be interested in getting involved in that work? And so have been engaged ever since.
And Naomi Robolino, is that your last name?
Yes, okay. Robolino.
You're with the Jackson Center, which is one of the many organizations that's involved in this. So what's your role with the Jackson Center, and what are you going to be doing with the Good Neighbor Initiative?
So basically, I'm an intern at the Jackson Center, but I work very closely with Aaron in just helping coordinate, vendors, volunteers, and any sort of, as well as long-term residents who are living in these neighborhoods, and kind of the audience that we're trying to, you know, let students know about, that there's families and other kinds of, you know, long-term residents that live here, and that we just want to create, you know, positive relationships between students as well as long-term residents.
It's really cool. I mean, I know just about every college town, there's that tension between town and gown and people who just live in the community year-round versus students. And there is that versus aspect of it in a lot of college towns, and we do a really good job and have for the last, like, 13-plus years in Chapel Hill of really eliminating the versus and making sure that, you know, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. So, and the Good Neighbor Initiative is a huge part of that. So how does it actually work?
Well, there's kind of two components. So the August 22nd, that Monday when classes start at UNC, about 60 volunteers go out and visit door to door about 1,000 residents that live around downtown and the campus. And at that, you know, knock on the door and they say, welcome, we're from the Good Neighbor Initiative, and we're here to tell you about some information you might want to know about your neighborhood. It can be everything from, you know, about noise ordinances, where to take your trash cans, bring them in at the end of the night, don't park on the lawn. And also, we're having this great block party later in September where we invite all the neighbors, both the students and the year-round residents, to come together, share a meal and entertainment and activities, and really celebrate their own community.
So which neighborhoods do you cover?
Yeah, so, and that's changed a little bit over the years as we've expanded the Good Neighbor Initiative. So we're in Northside, we're in Pine Knolls, we are in Cameron McCauley, we go to Davie Circle, we go to the Dawes, Coolidge, Pine Bluff Trail area, and this year we'll be expanding into Carrboro as well, so we'll be covering the Lloyd Broad area of Carrboro, close to Northside. And then we have plans already laid out with the town of Carrboro to expand beyond Lloyd Broad into other student rental neighborhoods within Carrboro in the years to come.
And there are several dozen volunteers who get involved in this every year, about 60 or so volunteers. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are indeed. We like to have as many as 75 volunteers, but we're definitely looking for students, non-students. If you live in any of those areas that Aaron just listed, feel free to let us know, and we would love to have more volunteers.
And you're knocking on about 1,000 different doors. So is it mostly houses that students live in, or everyone, student or otherwise?
Yeah, so we knock on every door.
Every single door.
I don't know.
A lot of them are students, and we target those neighborhoods because they are heavy student rental neighborhoods. When we talk to students, we talk about what Meg mentioned. We talk about, first of all, welcome to the neighborhood. We're glad you're here. Here are some things you can do to be a good neighbor in the community. If we talk to a permanent resident or somebody, a non-student, usually we just spend time letting them know about the Good Neighbor Initiative. We let them know who they can call if they have questions or concerns throughout the year. We enlist their help, and we also invite them to come to the block party, because the block party, it's it's important for us, the purpose of the LOC party is students and non-students coming together to celebrate community.
We're speaking with Meg McGurk. You just heard Aaron Bockenheimer, at the Director for Fraternity and Sorority Life and Community Involvement at UNC, Naomi Robolino with the Jackson Center joining us as well. We're talking about the Good Neighbor Initiative, which is Monday, August 22nd. It's less than 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. School is that close to being back in session, if you can believe it. And then the block party, which we'll be talking about in just a minute. That's coming up next month at the Hargraves Community Center. So, Aaron, I know you do this every year. Meg, Naomi, have you done the knocking on the doors before?
Yeah.
Meg, you have.
I started with Good Neighbor probably just a year or so before Aaron did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, every year I've done the knocking on the doors and the block party. And I think at this point I've hit almost every neighborhood. I think every year I get a different neighborhood to walk around, which is really wonderful.
Naomi, you're...
This is actually my first year.
This will be your first year,
yeah. So I'm very, it's very interesting to put all the things together, you know, getting volunteers and getting the post-walk dinner together and all those things. And kind of, I'm very excited to see how it's going to play out in 2 weeks.
So for the veterans, for you, Meg and Aaron, what is it like to do the door-to-door? What are your favorite stories?
Well, first of all, it's hot.
Oh. Yeah.
In August in North Carolina, are you kidding?
It's hot. But in addition, once you can set that aside for a couple of hours,
yes.
it's really wonderful. The feedback that we get from both permanent residents and students, I think the students really, sometimes they're first a little taken aback. They're mm-hmm. like, oh, I didn't expect to have people at my door greeting me to the neighborhood.
Nobody expects the Good Neighbor Initiative.
Right. But once they're, you know, I would say way more than 90% of the doors we knock on, the students' closing comments is, I'm really glad you came and knocked on my door and really appreciate this information and look forward to seeing you at the block party.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's my favorite part is the students, particularly the new students to the neighborhood, who are just appreciative and say, gosh, I'm really glad. I wouldn't have known this information if you hadn't come by and knocked on my door. It's also pretty cool getting the students who have lived in the neighborhoods for more than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, I remember you guys from last year. Cool. So that's a cool thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they say, are you having the block party again?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So I would say echo what Aaron said. I think seeing how closely students and year-round residents are together in neighborhoods, you mm-hmm. know, it's not just one area where students live anymore. It's very tied into the neighborhood. So I think seeing who's living where is really quite interesting and welcoming them to their new year. You know, always say good luck with the semester and your academics, and mm-hmm. and we'll see you at the block party.
Yeah. And really the best story, and this has happened many times over the years, is when you do knock on the door and the student and you talk to the student and they say, you know what, I actually was already across the street at my neighbor's Janie's house, or I met Kathy just the other day. and they're so cool. And they already brought me cookies. And so you can tell that the relationships have already started to form, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Again, we're speaking with Aaron Bockenheimer, Meg McGurk, Naomi Robolino. We're talking about the Good Neighbor Initiative. And again, the door-to-door visits are going to be on Monday, August 22nd, a couple of weeks from now, in all of those neighborhoods that we mentioned, Northside, Pine Knolls, Cameron McCauley, Daw Street, Coolidge Street, Davie Circle, North Street, getting into Carrboro. And a whole bunch of different partners here. We've got three represented here. We've got UNC, we've got the Downtown Partnership, the Jackson Center, Chapel Hill Police, also Empowerment Incorporated, Chapel Hill Planning. So a whole bunch of different organizations getting in on this. And you mentioned the number of neighborhoods that you're heading into is expanding. Is that just an expansion of the program, or is that also because the sort of the number of neighborhoods where students are living is also expanding too?
I think the expansion typically is driven by feedback from mm-hmm. the neighborhoods. So we, several years ago, two or three years ago, we started to see more and more calls, some noise concerns, some trash concerns, and the number of formerly maybe single family homes that were now rentals in Dawes Coolidge Pine Bluff Trail. So that area was observed as maybe had hit a tipping point and maybe in need of the Good Neighbor Initiative, mm-hmm. shall we say. And so we added that neighborhood. And I think that's kind of how the program has expanded over the years. And the Carrboro expansion really came about after some good discussions with Damon Siles and some other folks at the town in Carrboro. And just I think they saw we were doing some good things in Chapel Hill and said, how can we be involved? And so that's where that partnership came from.
And you really see that relationship improving, and I know that this is a huge part of that. So tell us about the block party. Tuesday, September 13th, back to Naomi. You can't see this on the air, but every single time I ask a question, like, two people are immediately pointing at the third one. Whoever like puts their finger to their nose last is it for that question. Say, Naomi, tell us about the block party.
Well, it's going to be on Tuesday, September 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center. And we're going to have lots of food. We're going to have Ben and Jerry's there, a bounce house for big kids and little kids, all ages. We're going to have about 16 different nonprofits as well as businesses there just to provide resources, information for residents, for anyone living in the above areas that we mentioned. And we hope to see everyone there. It's going to be really
invited?
Fun.
Everyone in that residents of the
everyone can come, but we're targeting people in those areas that we mentioned. But anyone is welcome to join. There's no admission or anything like that. It's free for everyone.
So for people who haven't been, what can they expect? What is the atmosphere like? What is it like there?
It's really a community event. You walk onto the baseball field, or as happened last year, if there's a torrential downpour, you walk into the basketball arena.
Right. But some sporting facility of some kind. Yeah.
We hope you will walk onto the baseball field at Hargraves, and you will be greeted with community information, with businesses that provide services to the community. There will be lots of games and activities for kids. Kid Zoo comes. Love Chapel Hill Church comes and plays games with the kids. Naomi mentioned the bounce house. Food from Buns and Ben and Jerry's. We usually have a DJ, which we will again this year. Minimal presentations and talking from the podium. It really is just an opportunity for people to connect. Sometimes you see people that you haven't seen all year, and you get to hang out and chat and say, hey, it's great to see you again. But also, we really like to promote meeting new people. And so there's an opportunity. One of the things I think we'll be spending some time talking about this year is connecting a lot of our community police officers. So Town of Carrboro, Town of Chapel Hill, county sheriffs, and getting them engaged with the community. We had a great meeting a couple weeks ago where we met with all of those police forces, and they talked about how can we get to know the communities better, even better than we already do. And so I think we'll be doing some things to help connect the community to the police force. So that's going to be exciting, I think, too.
Awesome. So as we got to let you go here in just a second, but how can people get involved? I know you're still looking for volunteers. How can people get involved? How can people find out more?
Yeah, so I think the easiest thing...
No one pointed that time.
I know.
What happened? It was like this two-second pause.
So probably the easiest way for folks to get involved is to come to offcampus.unc.edu, which is the website for my office, and you click on community involvement, which is one of the main tabs on our page, and there's information right there about signing up to be a volunteer. You can also call our office or just email me directly at Carolina, Aaron Bockenheimer, and I'd be happy to chat with you about how either you individually or your business could be involved in supporting the Good Neighbor Initiative.
Anything else that people need to know about the initiative, the party, anything else?
There will be raffle prizes for people who attend. So
awesome. Yeah.
We very encourage you to come. You might win something.
All right. Sounds good. Meg McGurk, Naomi Robolino, Aaron Bockenheimer, thank you so much for joining us. And again, Monday, August 22nd is the Good Neighbor Initiative, the door-to-door, and mark your calendars for Tuesday, September 13th at the Hargraves Community Center, that annual block party. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.